really like this song.
What?
I really like this song.
Oh, what song is it?
Keep It Tight by Chris Cote Solo.
Oh my God, dude.
I know, right?
That song is not, it's not as popular as you think it is.
It's pretty popular in my own mind.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Are we going to start the show? Is this how we're starting?
Yeah, this is it.
Lay back. We're doing a lay back.
Who's laying back?
We're laying back.
Okay, tell me when to go.
You look good, Todd.
Okay, go.
Yeah, we're going?
Go now.
We're going. What's up, everybody? This is the Monday Mass, a.k.a. the world's greatest action sports podcast, vlogcast, broadcast, everything. We're the greatest of everything. At least that's what we keep telling ourselves. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards, and I'm here with you.
You're here. Well, mm-hmm. Todd, I'm pretty sure, I think we...
What? Let's go.
I'm hearing myself again.
Oh,
you know why? Because I'm live also on...
You idiot. Oh my God. And you like have, you were like a band and you don't know how to do it.
I know. I was just talking to myself, wondering why I was talking to myself. Todd, we got a great show lined up for everybody. As cool. You know. The beaches are sort of open down here by where we live. We're going to talk to Parker Coffin. We're going to talk about Mikey Wright's big comeback. We got four incredible skateboarders coming on. We're going to talk to the stars of the new Van Skate Flick credits. We're going to talk about SOTY 2019, Warble, Party Destroyer. We're going to talk to Chris Grenier, right? You got a special snow guest coming in?
Grenier's is going to be on the show.
Sick. We're going to talk Mount Baldy. And Todd, I'm going to turn you on to what I think is going to be the new Tiger King as far as the mania. And that's coming up in Nerd News. All right?
I'm excited for that.
So let's talk about our sponsors before we get into the show. We know there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is Adventure.io. Plan your
adventure. I thought it was UV light.
No,
no. To kill what's on the inside.
No, we're going to kill the sadness with joy of adventure. That's Adventure.io. Get the Adventure.io app. Tell them Chris and Todd sent you. And hopefully, fingers crossed, later on this year, Todd, we're going to do our adventure.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
I got nothing but time, Chris.
It's coming. It's coming for you. K2 snowboarding. Well, we had a little shortened year, but that doesn't mean that K2 hasn't been all over it. Expect big things from their team coming soon.
And people have been, it's not like they didn't have a season. There's a lot of people that jam-pack this season with good footage. We can talk to Chris Grenier a little bit about that when we get over into snow news, but I'm sure there's going to be some solid edits coming out, even though we lost only like a month. It's like hot pow season now. Hot pow season is not, this is when you get hurt.
Hot pow and slush. Panicking Coffee and Tea, at Panicking Coffee and Tea. I've had-
That's what's in here right now.
Three cups of that Panicking Coffee and Tea. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go, Todd. I'm ready to go. As anyone who went to Panicking is open right now. They're also available online. Chemistry Surfboards. I got one right here. I got one behind me right here.
This thing this morning, Chris, look, I'm telling you a story. This board right here,
raw.
The holiday. The first time I wrote it. You haven't even ridden that thing yet. I made you that last fall. There's no wax on there.
I've ridden it three times.
This board is fun. I'm kind of freaked out though because I think I'm liking the fish more than I like my thruster, which is kind of weird. Like I have like a weird thing. A little five five holiday model EPS.
I'm on that 5.6 epoxy.
Yeah.
You know what's up. Chemistry Surfboards, at Chemistry Surfboards. They're building boards right now. You better get yours soon if you want it by summertime. You online, youonline.com. That's where we live. That's where the Monday Mass lives. It lives all over the internet, but mainly You Online. There's some funny stuff happening on You. Some camera views of today's great kook panic of 2020.
It was a panic.
Todd, did you notice my haircut?
You look more like Phil Collins.
Right? I'm thinking. This is a home haircut gone right or wrong.
New Greens.
You have a New Greens sticker on your face, Todd.
I have it on my face. Hey. New Greens is keeping me alive during the apocalypse.
That's that superfood. Also, NanoCraft CBD. Did you get the immune yet?
I did. No, I haven't gotten the immune, but I got more of my sleepy nighttime.
Your life,
this stuff is amazing. I hats off to NanoCraft because they come through.
Yeah. It works. We wouldn't say it if it didn't. They're on.
What? Oh, sick. Beneath underwear.
Beneath apparel, we do have a code. You can follow them on Instagram at BN3TH apparel. And if you want to get 20% off, go there now and enter the code Monday for Monday Mass.
Sweet.
And you'll get some discounted panties, underpants. You know what I'm saying? They're great. They really hold everything in there together. So your stuff is right there. And Super 73.
Dude.
I mean, come on. Like,
really? I can't even tell you. Super 7 this morning, because we only have one access point at our beach. So in order to get to like the surf spots that we like to surf, or I like to surf, I've got to like, it's like 2 miles away.
Right.
And Super 73 got me there on the beach, lickety split. Had a lot of people being really jealous. It was great.
Well, the Super 73 bike really and truly has saved my sanity during these challenging times. What do you say, Todd? What do you say about these times? What's your go-to description of these challenging times?
End of the world light.
All this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, once we get through all this shit, yeah. Well, that's it. Super 73 has gotten me through, for sure. Best ever. Let's get straight into it.
Okay.
Those are our sponsors. Please support them so they can continue to support us, so we can continue to support you. We can all support each other.
We're athletic supporters here.
Right? We love athletes support groups. Todd, big news today. Surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. You've been riding that fish. I've been riding this epoxy number over here. I'm going to ride it today. I did not go yet. Trying to avoid what's being called the Great Kook Panic of 2020. Todd, you were on the front lines of the Great Kook Panic of 2020. What was it like being one of the first surfers in the water?
Well, it was weird because I watched the city council meeting last night where they kind of talked about how they were going to open the beaches today, and it wasn't like clear.
Right.
You know, and the problem is right now is that state beaches are closed to the south and north. Carlsbad is closed. Solana Beach, Del Mar is closed. Oceanside is open. So it's like we only have this one kind of area that we can use as beach. And right. This morning, I mean, you see right there, that's D Street. This the protest of a bunch of, you know, people
were really fed
up with stuff. Yeah, it was so much less about the beach because at that point, you know, those protesters came down and just ran their mouths, and basically the beaches were opening on Monday. They had to wait a day. So they were just down there trying to, like, I don't know.
I think they just wanted attention, to be honest. Yeah. And you know what? There's people out there, they just need a little bit of attention. Maybe they need some new bracelets. Three people got arrested.
Hugs. Yeah, and then some people got arrested. But apparently, lifeguard neighbor of mine said they basically begged for it. Basically, they were like taunting the police to please arrest me. But anyway, getting back to the giant kook panic of 2020. So I went down to the beach this morning. First I looked on the cameras and I was like, holy shit, there's people surfing at all the spots. I just got on the Super 73 and ran down the beach and went to my local spot, and I surfed with one other dude in the water, and that was it. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, speaking of surfing with one other dude in the water, this guy's usually surfing with one other dude. which happens to be his brother, but for the majority of his life, he's surfing around the world. He's a global surf traveler. But right now he's just like the rest of us, just kind of ready, waiting to shred. And there he is. Parker Coffin is here.
Hi, Parker.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm pointing at you, Parker. Thank you for joining us. Where are you? Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? What are you wearing?
I'm currently at my house in Santa Barbara in my room where I've been spending majority of the last, what has it been? Has it been already over a month on the quarantine?
I think it's been like 6 weeks, dude.
Crazy, yeah. So for the last 6 weeks, this has kind of like been my domain, but it's been super nice because I'm gone a lot anyways. So to have all my family and like in Santa Barbara at one time is kind of rare for us. So we've been hanging and trying to surf. The beaches have been open up by us for the majority of the time. Some of them kind of got like a little weird, but so trying to surf when there's been waves, but just kind of cruising. It's been nice.
Parker, yeah. We're watching your latest edit to drop. It's called Hawaii Highs. I know you guys spent a ton of time on the North Shore for basically what the last before pre-pandemic, you were there for about 4 or 5 months off and on.
Yeah, well, we kind of just always try and spend as much time as we can there. This year, I was a little late to the party. I was up in Alaska with Rourke kind of at the season. So the video is kind of like a blend of last year and this year, just in like a little highlight reel. But we love Hawaii. It's pretty much for us, like, I think, favorite place to surf in the world by a mile. There's just so much to do, so much to surf within a tight little space. And it's really fun kind of growing up and being like a fan of it all, you know, and then being able to go over there and just see it firsthand and surf with all your favorite surfers and surf the waves you always dreamt of surfing as a kid. So it's our favorite.
From fan of it all to man of it all. You mentioned Alaska. So Parker, you're actually kind of already used to quarantine because as far as I know, you got stuck in Alaska, literally quarantined on a tiny island as training for quarantine itself. Tell us about your Alaska trip and getting stuck in the tundra.
Yeah, well, Alaska was sick. We got some fun waves and we kind of went through the majority of our trip with pretty good weather. And we ended up kind of getting stuck at the first part of the trip too on these remote islands. So we were stuck there for like an extra day or two. And that was kind of whatever. We were all stoked because we didn't want to fly in the weather. And then when we went to Dutch Harbor, we stayed and we did some stuff around there. And then our next flight, I think it was Dutch Harbor to Anchorage, was the one that just got delayed day after day. And so we would literally go show up at the airport at like probably 9:30, 10, like right after it kind of gets light, you know, and we'd be there waiting and we'd be the first people in line and we'd check in first and like hope all day that it was going to go. Our luggage would get on and then we'd show up and literally like 5 minutes before we'd get on the flight, they'd cancel. And they did that for like 6 days in a row.
If you had asked any snowboarder, like, that's like the usual. That's like the Alaska, springtime Alaska usual.
Yeah. I can only imagine the stuff that you guys have to fly through. Like, at least as a surfer, you're not really looking for like foul weather, or you like are whatever in some ways, but like not really. You guys are like hunting storms.
Yeah. But usually, like, we're not like depend. Like, there's, I mean, if you think about guys like Travis Rice and stuff and guys who chase Alaskan like first descents, like, you've got to deal with that, and sometimes they'll be in Alaska for a month and not even do a damn thing.
Yeah, like, I think we were there, I forget how long it was, I think it was probably like 17 or 18 days when it was all said and done. Wow. Which, you know, is like a pretty long trip, but like when you're just cruising in Dutch Harbor, it's like those last 6 days, you know, we're cruising with all the gnarly fishermen, and there was one bar where we were and it was called the Norwegian Rat. And so, like, we would just rock in there on our days off and, like, want to shoot a game of pool or whatever. And the gnarliest humans were in there just looking at us like, dude, what are you doing here? Like,
wait, Dutch Harbor is where they do Deadliest Catch, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was, like, who we were hanging with. It was, like, the crew of all those guys. It was time.
You're basically, like, a crab fisherman now.
I pulled up one crab trap on the trip. It was pretty sick.
Did anyone get any Deadliest Catches from that town? Of the female persuasion?
Dude, no. I mean, pretty slim pickings. And
if Dutch Harbor Tinder did have action, I think Parker would have been the guy to find it. But it sounds like it was
I could see that.
Low tide. Parker, we've talked to a bunch of competitive CT pros and QS grinders who are all kind of saying the same thing. They're kind of thankful right now. Obviously, there's so many horrible things that go along with the pandemic and everything, but the positives are time at home with friends and family, which is kind of a rarity for traveling surfers. You're on the flip side of that as a traveling free surfer who basically makes his living going around the world collecting footage. So for a guy like you, what's the plan moving forward? I mean, we're just now seeing beaches opening up. So I think all the restrictions are going to slowly wane, but there's going to be a quite a bit of time before we can jump a plane to Indo. So give us a plan for a free surfer. What do you think you can do to continue working in your chosen profession for now?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess to answer the question, I think in a weird way, everybody's probably a little relieved to just get like a break, you know? Competition guys especially, just the main reason why I didn't want to do it was because it's 11 months out of the year. You got 1 month off and then you're starting again. You know, it's just not enough time to really have balance in a lifestyle. But like as a free surfer right now, it's really like, it's such a good opportunity, I feel like, to showcase your creativity and what you can do, just like how creative you can be with what you have. You know, you see guys like Tanner Gudauskas, who in my opinion has like absolutely shined throughout this whole process. Like, and you know, Tanner putting some effort into like his positive outreach thing, I think gave such a cool insight into him as a person and what he's into, as well as like entertaining people and like feeding the content machine. So I don't know. I think like stuff like that, you know, finding ways to be creative, like this edit for us was kind of a small step into that, just because we'd had the footage laying around and a lot of it's probably already been seen, but we wanted to make it into more of like an old school surf movie type edit, you know? But yeah, I don't know. For me, like I've been kind of trying to dabble more into like lending a helping hand and like surf technique, I guess. Like I've been kind of trying to post some videos.
That's cool. That can I call you later? Because my post quarantine technique is not that hot right now. I feel like a scarecrow.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what's been fun is like, I think right now people are just, they're like, I could try and get better, you know, or like maybe the guys that are surfing are super psyched to try and spend as much time in the water, or the guys that are stuck at home are kind of like dreaming of how they could get better, you know. And I think that's like probably my favorite thing about being able to be a free surfer is that I just like get to nerd out on surfing and like try and find how I want to surf and not necessarily have to please it to like a judge or whatever. So for me to just kind of be able to like put the information that I've gathered over the years and maybe put it into a small paragraph and pair it with a video and maybe help someone understand it a little bit is for me. My dad is like the ultimate surf nerd, that's why. So I've like talked to him so much throughout this process because he's not, or he does construction, but he's trying to spend a lot of time in the water too, you know? So yeah, I don't know. That's kind of been like my fun little outlet in the quarantine is trying to get more into that and seeing where I can help people, I guess.
We will be studying you, Parker. And here's a guy, I don't know, Parker, you're probably not gonna be able to see this, but here's a guy, I maybe use some help in terms of technique. Just dropped a brand new little mini gram edit. Parker, we're hiring you to stay with us during Surf News because we like you. We like you a lot.
Thanks.
Italo Fajeda. First thing is I get made fun of by my girlfriend for saying Fajeda.
Well, yeah.
sounds good when you say it.
I know, but he's like over enunciation guy all the time. Like he's gotta like make sure that he says Chopu right and all this stuff. It's really
so
annoying.
Let's all three just put our fanboy hats on and talk about Italo. He just dropped this quick little edit. He's been ripping around home. When this new world tour that people have been mentioning, when this thing kicks off, right, for 2020, hopefully it kicks off as in midsummer or, you know, as a maybe a five event series. We don't really know yet. What do you think Italo's chances of creating a dynasty for himself, Parker, for not only capitalizing on his championship for now, but also keep the role going? I mean, we've seen it in the past. Once surfers get that first title, there's two ways they can go. There could be multiple titles after that, or down the ranks. What do you think Italo's got in store for us when we do kick the tour back off?
Well, I think Italo is the kind of person that just seems like he has so much fun that that's what motivates him in a way. So I feel like in answering the question of which way he's going to go, like if he seemed like he was noticeably stressing out over the whole situation and like overthinking that he has to back it up, then maybe he would have a harder time coming back. But I think that guy just seems like so stoked. He's like living his dream. He's put his jet ski in his pool the other day. He's having like a hell of an off season, but staying productive, you know, like, and I think he's just funny. And I think the guys that are really lighthearted like him probably, I think, are maybe more, are able to maybe maintain consistent fun throughout maybe challenging times. Guys, mm-hmm. You know? But
these challenging times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like he, but I overall, guy's getting so much better at surfing. He's like, he's one guy, I think if you look in the last 5 years, he's never stopped getting better. And today's day and age, that's kind of like what you have to do. And I think guys like John and Gabriel and even like a Kanoe Igarashi and these and Connor too, like I think guys are getting better. And it's just about like the time of when that, you know, some guys might improve really quick in a short period of time or other guys are going to get a lot better over a long period of time. But I just think that the guys that are getting better are going to maintain guys at the top.
That's good to hear because I'm getting worse. So
you're not.
This is
I more saw your thread the other day.
This is more good news. Mikey Wright is back. So Mikey Wright had a horrible injury at Pipeline, which is a spot that, as we know, has nearly taken out the entire Wright family. Owen got hurt there. Mikey got hurt there. He got a L4 to L5 herniated disc and spinal stenosis. I googled it and it's not pleasant, but the good news is Mikey Wright is back. And you just hit the nail on the head right there with talking about surfers who appear to be having fun. I like that Mikey is kind of half fun, half just wombat wild,
just, you know, mongrel, huh?
Goes for it.
and
he's one of those guys like, you know, like a Dane Reynolds, like a John, when he's not out in the water, when he's not in the limelight, you actually miss him, because in watching this footage back, you kind of remember quickly how sick Mikey Wright is and how fun he is going to be to watch again once we get this thing started off. What do you think about Mikey Wright, Parker?
Yeah, I was actually on in that video that he just put out when he went to Fiji. I was there, so I got to surf with him like right out as he was coming back, and is so fun to watch. Like he's kind of just one of those people again that I just think is so self, and the way he presents himself and the way he serves, it's not like he's putting on anything. He's like, that is totally him. He's just like so balls to the wall and gnarly that it just, that's how he rolls. And
he would thrive. He would thrive in the apocalypse. Like
totally.
If shit just ends, like Mikey will survive.
100%. He's winning.
Oh yeah. Hey Parker, thank you so much for joining us today. We're gonna roll on into skate news. We love you a long time. And
I got it.
Maybe say hi to fam.
Last thing, let's say let's all say happy birthday to the one and only Turtle, aka John Philbin. Happy birthday, Turtle.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. I saw him at Lele's, he got my brother's autograph and we were like, wait a second, Turtle, we gotta get your autograph. And then it was like this awkward moment of like autographs. It was super funny.
Autograph exchange. Thank you, Parker. More clips.
Bye, guys.
Come on. Let's see it.
All right.
To work.
Sounds good. Bye, guys. See ya.
Wow.
Yes. That's
cool. That was really cool. Parker that was way better than I thought it was going to go.
You know, he's very well spoken. He's told
no,
me.
No, not him. Like the whole like.
Oh,
making
us?
It all like, yeah.
We were great. We were great during that. Oh, well, we're going to go into skate news. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Adventure.io has surf, skate, snow, kite, kayak, foil, climbing, every kind of adventure you could ever want to do. Go to @Adventure.io and get yourself excited.
Whoa.
And speaking of excited, Todd,
Alex, turn your video on.
We've got three.
Fine.
We got.
Oh, you're right. There's one. Cool.
Oh, she left.
Where are you going? Okay. Oh, sick.
I didn't get the memo.
Oh my gosh. I had a beanie in my car. Hey, this is Alex White, everybody. the Hi. Alex White to Hi. You. And as a extra special bonus, I said we're going to have three amazing skateboarders on the show, and we do. And then we have Todd and I. So three yeah. really great skateboarders and then two other people. I want to introduce Brianna Gearing and Fabiana Delfini. Delfino, hi, guys.
Hey. How's it going?
How's your quarantine?
It's going pretty good.
Sick.
It's way more exciting with this call.
Yeah.
That's, we truly are in
That's how it goes, really.
Thank you, Alex, for grabbing two of my favorite current skateboarders right now. We got to talk about credits, all right? We're just going to jump right into it. That's how we do this. So
mainly
credits,
because we're on a schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got shit to get to.
They just opened the beaches, so we have to
no.
try to surf again. Yeah. Big day in California. So let's talk about Vans Presents Credits. So this was a video that I've watched it three or four times. And before we start talking about all the little technical details, I just want to talk about the vibe that was captured. Cherry White made this, am I saying that right? Shari? Sherry?
Oh, yeah.
Shari.
Shari. Shari White captured something kind of magical. And I'm not trying to go super, you know, like superlative here, but this is one of those skate videos that, first of all, it makes you want to go skateboarding. Second of all, it makes me want to go skateboarding with all of you guys because it looks super fun. So tell us about the making of this skate flick. And what is it about the vibe with your crew and about what Shari did with the edit that makes this thing so fun to watch many, many times?
Well, I think it's like something everyone can relate to. Like, I think Shari did such a good job of just like capturing us, like our friendship and all that. So it's really cool that it's like shown, like people, the viewers can like see it and get that same feeling. But yeah, it's pretty much how it feels in the video to watch is how it felt filming it and making it. So it was really special.
It's pretty much just a homie video that Vans, like somehow we have Vans paying for it. So
yeah.
It's like,
you know.
Perfect. You've uncovered the secret to the mystery of the industry right there.
And Alex, I know you you watch this as a friend and a fan. What did credits do for you the first time you saw it? I know you lived good parts of this film, but tell us about when you watch this, the stoke.
Oh, I was like screaming at my laptop. I was so excited. I really wish we could all be in person. But Someday. It's just so amazing to see a video like this come out right now. And for Vans to get behind them the way that they did and to make it feel like really authentic. It's a real authentic like street video. And I always get worried that I'm going to be disappointed. So when I first put it on, I'm like, oh God, please be good. Please be good. And it was so good. It was above and beyond anything I had ever hoped for. And everybody's parts were like amazing. And like people got gnarly and there's super fun tricks and super fun spots in it. And the songs, like, can we talk about the soundtrack for a second?
Shari killed it.
She did.
Handpicked too.
Yeah. Like, and I kept like, there was a live chat when it went on and we kept asking like, what's the song? What's the song?
Yeah. I was Shazamming on my computer like that during a lot of it. So, you know, we've been talking to some surfers and skateboarders through all this. Surfers had to stay out of the water in a lot of places around the world. Snowboard, you know, all the lifts closed and the resorts closed. But what about you guys? I called it kind of early on in this whole ordeal that skateboarders, street skateboarders, were going to thrive just because of, you know, ghost town situations in a lot of places. What's it been like for you guys skating around town? And have you been doing that?
I wouldn't call it thriving. Like, there's still like security everywhere. So like right when it happened and everything closed, we were like, fuck yeah, around town and like skate all the spots we can never skate, but security was just as strict as always.
Mm. Yeah.
Like they're the essential service, so they're gonna be around. But I don't know, all the parks are closed, so that's kind of been a bummer. So we're like left with the streets and I don't know, it's cool. Like you still have to keep your distance and it feels kind of weird, but like what else would you do? You just gotta keep it as normal as possible, like in a safe manner. But yeah, we try to skate any opportunity that we get.
Are you guys getting like weird little spots too that you never would have? That's my favorite part.
It seems like everyone's like kind of like been motivated to go to Home Depot and everyone's building boxes and like rails and stuff in their yard.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you guys build a bunch of stuff at your house, Alex?
Yeah, we built a quarter pipe and like a really crappy bank. I say we, but my girlfriend did it. I didn't help at all. So.
Well, that's, I mean, if you can get someone else to make it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to get a quarter pipe. I want
to make it really steep and shitty. Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
It's super fun.
You can lock up on and kill yourself instantly.
I'm sure. That is really fun. I mean, having a quarter pipe or something right there or a box would be really fun. I think that's the next project.
I would say I would build it, but I made the shittiest jump bank ramp ever, and two kids have already gotten hurt on it. So I think that's going into retirement. Fabiana, you talked about the relatability of the video. The spots that you guys skated look super fun. What kind of messages have you been getting from fans, from skaters, guys, girls, whatever? What kind of feedback have you guys gotten from this video?
Like you mentioned before, just like the feeling that people have gotten from the video, I've gotten a lot of positive messages like that. Overall, yeah, like people seem to be stoked on like the homie vibe and of course the music and everything put together. So it's been like, for me, it's only positive reactions, which is sick because maybe not everyone gets that. So it's like, it's really great.
Hell yeah. And what's the plan coming up next? We're all kind of in the same waiting game, but I know you guys are no strangers to jumping in the van and heading across the country, but realistically, how do you guys see the comeback for skateboarding happening right now? For you guys individually, for you personally, what do you see coming up next? Are we kind of just slowly going to creep further and further out into the streets?
For sure. I think other, like, people are going to be so hungry for content and everyone's going to be so hyped to go skating that it's just going to get like rowdy as fuck.
Yeah.
In like the best way.
I'll tell you what though, is like you, when the shutdown gets turned and you kind of leave the house, you can get broke off real easy on day one because you overhype it and like just explode yourself like I did the other day on some stupid red curb and like, yeah, Chris was witness to it, full body slam on a 6-inch high curb.
Yeah, watching a grown up slam on a curb like on a Sunday afternoon is.
Alex, you know what I'm talking about, right?
It's so brave.
Oh, yeah. Alex is a good slam.
I like it. Like, then I can feel something for the rest of the week.
I just want to slam so I can feel something.
Feel something.
I'm alive.
You want to slam just hard enough that it wakes you up for the rest of the time being, but you don't want to, you know, break yourself off too hard.
Yeah, first day of pandemic skateboarding, I pretty much broke my finger.
Oh, crap.
And that would have been super rad to have to go to the hospital skateboarding in a ditch. Okay, we're gonna get let you guys go pretty soon here, but we want to talk about some fun stuff that we've seen on the internet lately. Credits is number one. That's the number one video in the skateboarding world right now.
Sick.
Number two skateboarding video in the world right now is called Up in Smokes. Sodi 2019 trip to Australia. Milton Martinez, of course, the skater of the year. Provost, Grant Taylor, Figgy, Wes Kramer, Louis Lopez, and more. Shred in Australia. This is a scary video to watch. Anytime you see Milton Martinez's name in a title, you know you're going to kind of be scared watching it. But I know all of you guys have been on trips with either one or more of these skateboarders. So from your experience, what would it be like to be in a van in Australia with Spider, Milton, Grant, etc.?
I think it'd be so fun. Except you'd kind of just be like rolling up to the spot being like, well, I'll kick flip off this curb while you ollie bank that is double wide, but I'll still be having a good time with you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, where are the beers at?
That's the spot that we'd be on, I think.
It'd be gnarly. It'd be really fun, definitely. But holy shit. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. What and you know, he's our reigning Sodi. So what made Milton Martinez the obvious pick for skater of the year?
He's the gnarliest person out right now. anybody could see that, hands down. And when it's universal, it's like, it's a fact.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Because he's a maniac.
And I know you guys have both, all three of you, have been on Crazy Sessions. Your brother, Pedro, is one of those guys where you're watching him skate and you're going, oh my gosh, should I be watching this right now? And Milton's kind of the same way. For you guys, all three of you, your final question is, who is inspiring you to go skateboarding right now?
Fabiana Delfino.
Alex White.
Oh, you didn't have to go back.
Love fest.
Breezy too, but I can't skate tech, so I don't know. I can't.
I don't know. After watching that curb slam, you just want me to make me want to go skate.
That was full commitment. I think people, you know, you need to go online to Alex's Instagram and really see what it's like to do a full body commit to a slappy Kruger grind. It's really something to behold.
Alex,
really
you shouldn't have committed on that one. I don't think you know better, though.
I'd had a couple beers, so there was, I don't know what was going on anymore.
Oh, well, we thank you for your service, Alex. Yeah. Thank you for getting us hyped. And thank you two guys for, I mean, again, I'm probably going to watch it 2 or 3 more times this week. It's kind of my new go-to video to get myself hyped to skate. So thank you guys for your service as well. To skateboarding and to keeping the stoke alive during what do we call it? These challenging times.
These challenging times.
Mm-hmm. It will be over
soon.
Thank
you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey guys.
Well, bye.
Bye.
So if you haven't watched credits yet, do yourself a favor and go watch it ASAP. I've got something fun for us, Todd.
What happened?
Now, he's having a rough time with Zoom, but we're gonna try to oh great, now he's not on.
Let's just
call him.
Who
are you calling? Alex Sorgente.
Wow. You think he's gonna answer?
Maybe. Oh.
You have your headphones on, ding dong. Did he answer?
Did he answer? Can you hear it ringing?
I can hear it. Turn it up though.
Turn it up.
He ain't answering. If they're not picking up by the 3rd, 4th ring, you ain't getting nothing. So,
you know, hey, it's fine. We're going to have Alex next week.
Yeah, he'll be here next week. He's going to be the running joke for the show now.
Please leave your message for 5, 6, 1, 7, 7. Record.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was close.
That was pretty close.
Well, I do have a party for us to go to, Todd.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Warble and Cobra Man, a collab made in heaven. This is a song called Party Destroyer, and this is part skate video drop, part music video. Cobra Man is an 8-piece band that plays incredibly fun electro party rock, and Warble is a crew out of LA that skates wildly and incredibly well. And you know who's part of the crew? Man Ramp. Yeah. And I tried to get Man Ramp on the pod.
Let's get Man Ramp and Alex Sorgente on next week.
Oh, they're coming. Okay. They're coming soon. Yeah. Cool. I mean, not today, but soon. Yeah. This is some visuals you're seeing right now. This is on Thrasher magazine.
Wow. How many takes do you think it was the guy to actually whip the can off that dude's back without like just straight whipping the other dude?
You know, I feel like they are such masters in whippery that they can just do that easy. Oh!
Oh wow!
Guess he's calling me.
Okay, go. We're on a schedule here.
Oh, what up?
Cote.
We got Alex Sorgente, Chris Cote, and Todd Richards in the same room.
Where are you?
Telephone.
What up, Todd? What up?
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm out in the hills right now. I'm just my buddy Axel Hodges Ranch. We're just riding some pit bikes.
Oh, damn. I've been seeing some of the pit bike footage. Alex, right?
Yeah, we're just social distancing out here in the hills, you know?
That is very nice during these challenging times. Alex, yeah. we're looking at right now that the video you made with Vice and Red Bull, and we're actually watching. We watched you in this video drop into a legendary, famous spot right in Encinitas, California, at City Hall. I think
you've seen that thing before.
Oh yeah, well, I used to look at that when I was in grade school and look at it in a different way than you did. I'd look at it from the bottom.
I stood up there and I tinkled my pants once.
Well, you grew up in Encinitas?
Yeah.
Heavy. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, I think it's kind of gnarly, man. Like, the first time I went up there just to drop in it, like, from the pillar, though, like, where you got a tail bomb into it, I, like, before I did the trick in my part, did I just, like, fully had to stack up and just go for it. It was a wild ride.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're watching you do it.
Actually, it's pretty big, and there's, like, cracks and, like, rocks, and you, like, go off the sidewalk.
It's psycho. I think you're one of – you're maybe one of 10 or 12 people that have actually even stepped up to that thing. And yeah, yeah, so,
I think – you heard of that kid, Zane Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he actually kind of owns that spot. He, like – dump truck from the fence, like on the steep side, dude. If you go look at that one, that is just like next level, man. I gotta give props to that kid for doing that.
Madness. Oh, yeah. So, Alex, this video was made. This video was kind of made as a like a prelude, a precursor to potentially what was going to be the upcoming 2020 Olympics. Now the 2021 Olympics. tell us real quick about, you know, the buildup, the excitement, and this is years in the making, and now it's pushed back 1 year. Was it a relief at all just to kind of get a little bit more time to prepare? Or, you know, what was the feeling when they told you that it was going to be postponed?
Yeah, you know what? It's definitely not sick or anything. It's definitely pretty cool, though, that we have more time to train and just, you know, be more ready for it, you know, because there's still a couple more qualifying events upcoming to the Olympics. So, I think they still have to run those regardless before the 2021 game. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, you know, not upset about it being postponed. You know, it definitely sucks, you know, for everyone, like, involved and all that. Because it would have been the first time for skating to be showcased in the game. So, yeah, I mean, it's not really affecting me in any way, though. You know, just as long as I can just keep skating and, you know, just stay on the board and keep progressing, maybe I'll have even more tricks by the time the game comes around. So
you're probably going to be able to ollie higher. You're probably going to be able to ollie higher a year from now.
Hey, maybe I'll just get my Switch super dialed.
There you go.
What's up with your new clubhouse? You, Chris Russell, Grayson Fletcher, and yourself are all sharing a house here down south now?
Yeah, we all live over by Pono Beach. We got a little spot over there in Carlsbad. It's super, super killer, man. We just got a little, it's like a three-bedroom, pretty killer house across the street from the beach. Pretty stoked on it.
If there was a couple people I wouldn't mind being quarantined with just purely for entertainment, Grayson Fletcher and Chris Russell are definitely on top of that list.
Dude, yeah, they're definitely a riot, man. They always got some craziness going on in their lives.
Hell yeah, well,
We're just keeping pretty mellow, trying to stay on the good program, just, you know, full surf, skate kind of vibe, you know, just eating healthy, cooking a lot at home, and just, you know, staying healthy.
Hell yes. Well, we got the good news today. Beaches are pretty much open down here. Skate parks, hopefully very soon. What's next for
us? People were surfing from, like, people were surfing D Street today, right?
Yep, yeah. It's gone. Yeah. The flood, everybody was surfing. Everybody was surfing D Street. Everybody in the world.
Yeah. I bet there were thousands of people at the beach.
It was. Stay in the hills for now.
So
hell yeah.
I know, right?
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. We want to see some footage of safe pit bike riding in your future.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to keep it on two wheels, but it's kind of tough when we're hitting jumps with, like, professionals like Agnes.
Yeah. All right, keep it at 75%. We need you on a skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't keep it pinned all the way.
Hell yeah. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Yeah, let's go surf soon.
Let's do this. I'll hit you up off air.
Later.
Guys in the water, let's get it.
Alex, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Alex rules. All right, wow, we're behind.
Let's get to snowboard news because we have a special guest on the phone.
Snowboard news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, and I'm excited about this guest.
I am too, mostly because he is from the same place that I am from. He is from Massachusetts. He is opinionated, he is funny, and he's a damn talented snowboarder. Mr. Chris Grenier, once he activates his his camera.
Hold on.
What are you doing here? Grandma, I'm talking to you. Push the share screen. Push the button. No, not share screen. Push the video.
Push the video. Okay.
The video button.
God damn it, I'm lost here. Oh, here we go. Start my video.
There you go. Holy shit. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I here? Chris Grenier.
What up, Granny? You're here.
Oh, I'm here.
What's going on? Nothing. What's going on? Where are you? Give us the lowdown of Granny's day.
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Just normal day in quarantine. Whatever. Take the dog for a run, work out. I got a puppy. He's been shitting on the floor.
Sweet.
So is Todd.
Yep, same here.
Todd. Yeah.
Changed everything.
Hey, let's jump right into it since we got the video playing. You've got Bombhole Podcast, probably, I would say, the best snowboard-specific podcast I've ever seen. It's freaking rad. And
thank you, Richard.
The way that you guys have the set in your garage and, I mean, East Stone being there as your co-pilot, it's just you built a freaking set, and you've had really interesting people on. You started off with Justin Benny, and then you who was on there? Mud Dick was on there? Nils Mud Dick.
Yeah. Nils Mud Dick, yeah.
He was on last week. I mean, what are we doing? What are we looking forward to? How'd this whole thing come about?
Yeah, we got a stack of them lined up. We're just doing one a week, just kind of getting ahead of it. But yeah, I mean, honestly, it's all like East Stone. Have you ever hung out with him?
Yes.
I spent so much time in the back of rental cars on snowboard trips, and like his banter is just, it's just like a high level banter. And yep. I don't know, we just kicked it around for years and just say, we should do this. And then in the set, it's just, aside from that desk, I just built a desk and it's my garage. And
yeah, but it's sick.
Thank you.
It's really rad.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like, and I already had the lights for filming snowboarding. I literally just kind of like threw it together, but it's slightly calculated. But yeah, we just have fun, man. We just like to talk about some of the heavier subjects too. Like especially during Corona, I think some people are struggling with the isolation and shit. And mm-hmm. So we're not afraid to maybe dive into some of that heavier shit when people are, you know, having a hard time or whatever, and talk about snowboarding and tricks and dipshittery and all of it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, just with the first episode coming out of the box with Justin Benny, who's like, you know, if you haven't seen it, please go and check out Bombhole Podcast. It was like, Benny drops knowledge, and there's a lot of shit that we didn't know. And, you know, and I was on DC with him for a little bit, and I didn't know all that background stuff. And it's mm-hmm. like, it just makes him more real, you yep. know, and I don't know. There's just, he's kind of fucking hard. And there's like a bunch of sissies in snowboarding right now. And
yeah.
And he's the real deal.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And you guys have it. It's definitely also nice. Like a lot of the platforms are pretty heavily like regulated on what you can say, what you can't. People are walking on eggshells, and it's just nice to provide a space where you can kind of air people out, say whatever the hell you want, say what's needed to be said. I mean,
right.
You guys are always speaking your opinion, same shit, but it's just nice, whatever.
I think it just comes from like you grow up in New England and you pretty much have to grow a spine real fast because everyone's just telling you you're not shit, like from the second that you're little. Like, so, you know, it just comes with the territory, I think. So, you know, tell me a little bit about you, like you're the whole snowboard thing with you, where you like, just give me like the condensed version of where you started and where you're at now.
Yeah. You want the cliff notes.
Yeah. Give me cliff notes. Yeah.
Cliff notes. Yeah. No, grew up in Massachusetts, Central Mass, Worcester County, very close to where you're up. Southborough is the name of the town. Grew up riding a little hill called Ski Ward, 200 foot vertical. Then kind of started like upgrading to Mount Snow. We go to Mount Snow, started doing all the contests, normally big air contests, all those things. Moved out west to Utah, started filming video parts, doing a little bit of like rail street contests. And I don't know, I mean, it's a whirlwind. I've been doing the same shit, I feel like, since I was like 15, and then wake up and I'm 32 now. Old man, just a bag of bones. I don't know how the hell you stay so freaking young in the ocean or something.
Well, I'll tell you the secret. It's when I was younger in Massachusetts, I ate a lot of artificial preservatives. And now they're artificially preserving me. That's how it works. They don't tell you about that shit in health class.
I thought you had some type of fucking lotion or something we all didn't know about. I just
harvest stem cells.
Yeah,
kids.
Secret lotion. Granny, what's the painting behind you? Have you been doing art in quarantine?
Oh, You know what's, I'll tell you a funny story. Randomly, the news was Fox 6 or some shit news in Salt Lake was doing they're desperate for finding athletes, what athletes are doing during quarantine. So I did an interview, Zoom interview for the news yesterday, and I wanted to make my my shithole office look like some presentable. So I put,
the California raisin on there? What is that behind you? Like, what the hell is
Yeah, it's my friend Murdoch. He's done a bunch of my board graphics, and it's just like a mountain scene with some type of character. Yeah.
Like an angry black bean. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah. Yes. You guys talk to each other in Massachusetts and
hey, how the fuck are ya? What's going on?
Yeah, where the fuck that guy go? That guy thinks he's fucking better than us. Gonna go use the fucking John right now.
Yeah, what do you think? He's hot shit? What the fuck?
Hey, hey, touch hole, come back here. I can't fucking run the computer over here with all the little buttons and shit in the Instagrams and your MySpaces. Come back.
I remember my across the street from my house, my neighbors are Tom Hayes and Kim.
Seriously?
And every night we hear, Thomas, Kimberly, dinner.
It's people don't understand, man. They don't understand. You grew up in New England, and it really was The Departed every goddamn day.
That is, hey, Todd, especially, I have a correspondent here to talk about the video that you have queued up.
Oh, yes.
Before we zoomed, I was watching this. It's incredible.
All right, Roman, talk us through it. What are you seeing here?
What?
What is that?
What's happening, Roman?
A cat is snowboarding and doing a bunch of really cool jumps.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, frontside Indy right there.
Wow.
Rock fakie.
I want to know, like, how you get a cat to like be hyped on snowboarding and to high beam the camera like that after it lands tricks. Like, how do you train a cat to do that?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
That would be really cool to do, though.
Yeah.
Snowboarding is really fun.
You like it?
Yeah.
Stick.
These two guys are really good at snowboarding.
Ooh.
They're not as good as the cat, but they're pretty good. All right, go back outside.
The cat might be having some deals coming through. There might be some contracts coming into his mail pretty soon here.
I'm starting to think like this cat has a more solid future in snowboarding than some of the most talented dudes right now. Like, definitely viral, for sure. Viral.
It was viral. Hell yeah. Granny.
Granny. Thanks, Granny.
When's
what are you doing? So, what's the rest of your day look like? What do you got? You gonna go to fucking break down some shit? Split some logs?
I'm trying to find some food, to be honest with you. I don't know. You know, like, not a whole lot. Edit some podcasts. The same shit you guys are probably doing. I don't know. We'll see.
How's your toilet paper situation out there in Utah? You guys got toilet paper?
Randomly went to Costco before all this thing happened, and it's like I've been set. I'm not even tip of the iceberg yet. We're good.
Sick. So. All right. Well, Granny, we look forward to – well, who's on next week? Who's on Bomb Hole this week?
I'm not sure. There's possibly T-Bird, possibly Zach Hale. Not sure. We had a few. So we'll see.
I want to get on there, dude.
We'd love to have you, Todd.
I can be around people again, we can do this.
We're going to do it. Okay.
All right.
Later.
Granny.
Bye, Granny.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Rad.
That
was fun. That's cool. Super stoked on Chris Grenier.
Still Mike.
Grenier.
The cat.
Grenier or Grenier? Whatever.
Grenier. You said there's the cat, still my favorite snowboarder. Hey, quickly, we're gonna get to some questions and some nerd news, Todd. You had one more snow.
Happen. So kind of like some big news here. Mount Baldy has opened up here, and I was supposed to share something on the screen, but I got sidetracked by being deep in the Chris Grenier conversation. But Mount Baldy, California, is a very small mom-pa ski area, and they have opened up once again, the only ski area in the United States that's open, but they're doing it as like a, because golf courses are open in Riverside, California at this point, and they're opening up the ski area much like you would open a golf course. Certain amount of people on, 10 minutes apart, and you set your tee times, and basically everyone has to wear a mask and goggles and gloves and the whole nine yards. You're supposed to ride the lifts by yourself or only – what the frick have you just shared on the screen?
Is this it?
This is not what Mount Baldy's got going on, but it kind of is because it's spring skiing up at Mount Baldy. But at any rate, you can go online. You can book advance tickets at Mount Baldy. You can't just show up. You can't show up and blow up at Mount Baldy. You got to book your tickets online. You set a tee time. You show up at that time. And there's only a certain amount of people that can ride the hill. It's a very unique experience. I suggest that you check it out. It's something to do. It's rad because you're supporting a small ski area. And you're also, you know, you need to maintain all these social distancing regulations that are put in place right now. But I think it's, what are you doing? Why do you just keep, oh, better off dead. See, that's good. Also, what's your history looking like over there?
Don't look at my history.
Okay. Please. Anyway, check it out. Mount Baldy. If you're in California, it's cool. It's maybe another option. You know, it's kudos to them for trying to do something different.
Just keep it on the low. Keep it low.
Keep it in the DL. I mean, right, no one watches this podcast, so.
No, of course not. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea.
Jesus, I've got like people calling me up the walls right now.
We're trying to do a show.
Yeah, I know.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. I want to get in early on this. I actually read this on Monster Children, I believe, but I'm going to go ahead and just take credit for finding it.
Go for it.
The next big sensation to hit Netflix is almost here. It's called Spaceship Earth. Spaceship okay. Earth. And I think what? I'm sharing this with all of you. If I can get Better Off Dead off my screen. Spaceship Earth is a new documentary. I need to mute.
But what is it? Is it like, it's a documentary.
It's a documentary
about. Is this like Biodome, but like the real thing?
Yeah.
Remember that movie Biodome?
Yeah. This is.
It is like Biodome.
This is the real Biodome. You have a group of scientists that locked themselves up for two years in Biosphere 2, and the whole thing was considered. Now it's considered a cautionary tale because of all the insanely weird things that happened in Biodome number 2. Pauly Shore is not in this one. This is real life shit, and I feel like this is going to be the next big documentary that everyone's going to be talking about. There's cult activity, there's deceit, there's infighting, there's a rainforest, there's an ocean all inside.
At some point, does a monster get loose and chase them?
Probably.
Because okay, that's really, at this point, that's the only way you get me to really give things my full attention.
We got you. So that's coming up on May 8th, and we're definitely going to be talking about that when it comes out because it looks amazing. And lastly, for Nerd News, in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of time, I never thought we'd be talking about Post Malone on this podcast, but
yeah, it's pretty rad, huh?
You got to say thank you and a shout out to Post Malone. He raised $3 million for a live stream that he did playing all Nirvana covers. I think Travis Barker was on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no reason not to like Post Malone, I guess. Like, he's got hits, but he raised millions and millions of dollars from his basement. For that's the World Health Organization. It's pretty frat.
I mean, he's got a face that looks like my notebook in high school. And if you can do that and raise millions of bucks.
Travis has no pants on.
Oh, and other music news. The Beastie Boys documentary came out on Netflix. Oh, on Apple TV this weekend. And we may have a special guest next week to talk about that.
No.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay. He's related to a Beastie Boys documentary and somehow
but it's really, really good. My son sat down and watched it with me, and at first he was like, Dad, what is this? And then boom, it blew up. And the Beastie Boys doc, if you grew up with Beastie Boys like I did and probably like yourself, it's worth the watch.
I'm growing up with two Beastie Boys right now. They're staring at me from the other side of the room. Go outside. You have 5,000 Nerf guns. Go.
Sit down.
I'll be right there. All right. I got a Nerf battle starting soon. Before we do that, let's get to some questions.
Real quick.
Oh, you mean real quick to the questions?
Yeah.
I thought you were making a point. Here we go. If events, contests continue to be canceled through summer, will we see more video format contests like Real Street? That is from Hannah Burlesque. Will we see video contests replace live events for now?
I think that's a logical conclusion. I think that, you know, this is to have like Facebook Live events. I think that, you know, they're moving away from having stadium events with a whole bunch of fans. I mean, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of events coming up. If you can make it so that you can maintain whatever, you know, needs to be maintained and you're still bringing it to people, cool. I like watching stuff at home.
Yeah. Well, and as of now, the event, a lot of the skate events that were going to happen early summer have been rescheduled. We know Dew Tour is going to go down later on in the year.
September, so
sure. There will be events again, for sure. We might just have to wait a little bit. All right, moving on. Bodega Border Crew wants to know, who got the best video crew, Hellas or GX? That's a deep cut.
I don't know.
GX. Those are the guys in San Francisco that bombed the hills.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, who was the first? Who did they say first?
Helios.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. This is a question from Danny the Puto.
Okay. Oh.
Danny the Puto wants to know, did you surf with everyone at Open House today? Saw a lot of wave storms headed out there and saying there are guys who haven't surfed in 10 years making the trek to the beach. But the real question is, when will the beaches get back to normal? Speculate. Don't hate. When do you think realistically the beaches will be back to normal? Today looks like a total, it's a kook panic, but I'm one of the kooks that is panicking and I will be surfing today.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's one of those things like, yeah,
I think
I'm excited about it to get back out there.
Well, back to normal. I mean, that's fully subjective right now. I think once, you know, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, Encinitas is open. Carlsbad is not open. Solana Beach, Del Mar are not open. So we're this island of beach. And actually, not all of Encinitas is open for beach use. So once we get the state parks open and Carlsbad open and everyone can just spread out, there'll be some semblance of normalcy. I think we'll have to deal with, you know, the up and downs of stairs and places that are constricted. But I was thinking about that this morning. I'm at the grocery store and I've got, you know, I'm wearing a mask and there's someone up on me with a mask on. You're supposed to maintain 6 feet of distance, but it's kind of like, at some point, you know, you're wearing all this shit, fucking gas mask and whatnot. Like, you got to be able to like let the people kind of, but I don't know though, because today was like, it was kind of a shit show in one regard. Like, I got on the beach and just went north to like my spot. And that's, there was nobody up there. But the people news, like low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, so, the news was saying, various different news channels have been saying that we're probably going to drop it to 9 inches of distance, which I know exactly how to measure, and I can help you with that later in person.
Okay.
It's just like a new thing that the news is
on that. On
I don't
that
know.
Note,
I got on one more note. Question. This is from Nikki Hearth. Wants to know, how long till Todd Richards gets a sinus infection from surfing in the mud water? We do have red tide right now in SoCal. How is your nose doing?
Best thing about a sinus infection is that it mirrors coronavirus in a couple of different ways. So I'll have that to look forward to if I do get a sinus infection.
All right. Well, I hope you don't, and I hope to see you in person very soon. I miss you, Todd. I will stay 9 inches apart from you for sure. And it's going to be a good time when I see you again.
Well, next week we may have a big guest, or we might not. Who knows? Alex Sergente.
We might not have any guests. I don't. You never know with the Monday.
We may not even be a show next week.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm going surfing now.
All right, Chris.
Bye.
See you next time on The Muppet Show.
Just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? And now your friends start texting your phone.
They wanna get messed up when they get home. Why does it always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Starts with a couple of beers, reminiscing about old times. Do you remember this? Can we forget about that? Now I guess we're switching to cocktail. Got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Happy hour went by quick. I can only stay for a couple more drinks. Done this before and I promised mom I'd never do it again. But started so fun and innocent. It's just me for a couple of years. The next thing you know, you're doing key bumps in the alley by the dumpster. You got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Get punched. Why does it always seem to happen on